Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome to Bulletproof. This is Ari Fuld on Israel News Talk Radio, the weekly show to discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda. And once again, unfortunately, we have to turn inside. The worst of the worst is coming from inside the country right now. I'm going to give you some exclusive information about left-wing behavior, left-wing organizations who are actively supporting, both on a morale level as well as in actual hands-on cameras, money, and legal advice, are supporting those Arabs who are calling for the death and for the murder of Jews and are active and supportive of Islamic terrorism. We're going to ask some very difficult questions today about those organizations. I'm going to give you some information that you probably have not heard on the regular regular press channels pertaining to the little terrorist wench that's coming out of a Arab village in Judea, who slapped a soldier, an IDF soldier, across the face. Let me explain something to all those who are listening around the world. Imagine if someone would have slapped any of your military personnel across the face. What would have happened to them? That's right. You know what happened to the little terrorist here? Nada. Nothing. Tremendous amount of damage being done to Israel's deterrence. Tremendous amount of boosting to the terrorists who are trying to destroy Israel. And then for some odd reason, the IDF thinks they did a big campaign by arresting her the night afterwards. And now her hearing is in court as she's smiling from ear to ear, becoming a terrorist hero for all the youth and elders in the Arab areas around Israel, who, again, their goal has always been to destroy Israel. I have some real incriminating evidence that has to do with the left-wing Israeli organization. So you don't want to miss this. And I'm asking everyone right now, hit that share button and invite people in, because this is going to be an eye-opening, mind-blowing broadcast. Well, you'll be hearing things. We're going to have to make a decision here together on the broadcast. Are Israeli left-wing organizations actively supporting terrorists and those who support terrorism, as well as those who support the murder of Jews? That is the question we're going to be asking on today's show. This is Bulletproof. I don't want anyone going anywhere, but I do want anyone to invite your friends and family right now, because there's information here you will not be hearing anywhere else, on the web or off the web or in the media. This is truly going to be a shocking, shocking show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof. This is Ari Fuld on Israel News Talk Radio. I am going to go all out today, but I'm letting loose. No bars all down. So get ready, have a seat. If you're not sitting and if you're driving, please be careful. If you are in your office, please make sure not to yell out any curse words as you hear the facts I'm about to give you. What I am asking everyone to do, please, is please invite whoever you can, not because of my popularity, but because this is information you will not hear anywhere else. I want to remind all of you, the chat room is now live and up and running, and I'll be putting pictures on the chat room as the show goes on. to show you some things which will actually blow your mind, as well as it'll be open for questions and other comments that you have. The phone lines are now open, and you can call in at any time to either argue with me and disagree with me or agree and let me know what you think. The North American number is 301-768-4841. That's 301-768-4841. If you are in the Holy Land, the number is 02-6500-151. That's 02-6500-151. All right, people, I want to start from the beginning for all of those who are overseas and heard some of the news reports, but I'm not sure what's really going on. So those who do know what's going on, you'll have to excuse me. Give me 3 minutes to explain. There is a village called Nabizela in the area in the Judea, and there is a very violent village. There are constantly violent demonstrations. We're talking about everything from Molotov cocktail bottles, constantly throwing rocks, not only on soldiers, but on cars passing by and on civilians. The army is there to make sure that these terrorists do not make it to the streets and endanger any drivers. And there is a little, there was a little, now she's not little anymore. She's definitely above 18, but there once upon a time was a little blonde, cute little girl who would constantly incite and try to start problems with soldiers, everything from screaming, waving her fists, and et cetera, et cetera. And behind this little girl's acting career, for every actor, they need cameras. So there are numerous cameras that are behind her taking pictures as she goes on, waiting for soldiers to react to her constant assault, and then, of course, cutting the videos or the pictures up so you can just see soldiers attacking a little blonde girl, a little poor blonde girl, instead of showing the whole picture. Now, look, obviously, you know, it's a media game. I understand that. And you know what? If they had their own cameras doing their own things and lying through their own teeth, so I'd call them out, and I wouldn't expect anything different from these terrorists. These people who, and I will prove to you that these people want nothing more than the death of Jews and the destruction of Israel, I would have nothing against them or expect anything different than their dishonesty, lack of integrity, and total flat-out lying in order to bash Israel's name, because that is true. The truth of the matter is that's the small part of the problem, because they actually want to destroy Israel physically and murder Jews. The problem comes about when these cameras are not actually their own, but their cameras are being supplied to them by the Israeli organization called B'Tselem. Now, B'Tselem claims to be a human rights organization. We're going to get into that definition in a couple of minutes. But the basic question of today's show is, do Israeli left-wing organizations actively support terrorists or those who support, advocate, and call for the murder of Jews and terrorism against Israel? We're going to have to answer that question as the show goes on. Again, the chat room is now open. So definitely get into the live chat room. And again, the phone lines are now open. North America, 301-768-4841. 301-768-4841. The Israeli number is 02-6500-151. Okay, so just a week ago, we got pictures of a blonde young woman who's over the age of 18 slap an IDF soldier right across the face, slap an officer right across the face. The officers were not instigated. They're actually looking the other direction until these two women came and started to assault soldiers. Now, look, without getting into any of the blur here and what should we do? What should we do? Very simple. The second she raised a hand to a military personnel, an IDF officer, she should have been taken down to the floor and arrested on the spot. The reason that Israel did not do that, or the reason the soldiers did not do that, was more or less because they were scared of the cameras. There's nothing moral. There's nothing humane. There's nothing to be proud of. IDF soldiers standing and not doing a thing when getting slapped across the face by somebody who wants to destroy Israel. Okay, all those nice people, even from the center and the right, who said, oh, they acted, so the soldiers acted in such a nice way to show the world that we don't. No, there's nothing nice about a Jew getting slapped across the face and not reacting. We've had that experience 75 somewhat years ago. It doesn't fly well with me. Okay, you slap a soldier across the face, that's assault. You should be immediately arrested and put to the floor. And if your arm is broken in the process, I would not cry. All right, so no, there's nothing nice, good, moral, or ethical about being slapped across the face by some terrorist and not acting. The only reason these soldiers did not react was very simple. There were cameras around. And those cameras being supplied by Israeli left-wing NGOs, organizations. Now I'm going to go into this family a little bit and explain to you who this family is and what the solution should have been. Now the problem here in Israel, it's the same problem around the world, actually, is we've been so engulfed in this stupidity and this perverted morality, this perverted compassion for those who want to destroy and murder, that we can't no longer differentiate between actual morality and diplomacy. And so I'm going to prove to you this family is a terrorist family. And then we have to ask a very serious question from organizations like Breaking the Silence and B'Tselem, how they behave the way they behave. And I invited them to come on the show. The number is out there. So B'Tselem and Shalrim Shtika, Breaking the Silence, you're on here. Feel free to call in any time and explain your actions. So let's just go to this family for 1 second, shall we? Let's talk about who this family is. So Bassam Tamimi, the father of this young little terrorist who slapped a soldier across the face. Bassam Tamimi was in jail in 1993 for the suspected murder of a Jew in Beit El. Eventually, Bassam was let out of jail because it wasn't him who murdered the Jew, but rather his nephew, Nitzar Tamimi. Now, as Nitzar was on his way to jail, Mr. Bassam Tamimi took a nice picture with his nephew, the murderer of a Jew, and with a big smile as he was proud of the fact that his nephew murdered a Jew. Now, what I'm going to do, by the way, right now, if you are not on the chat room right now, you're going to miss it, but that's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put actual pictures of things that this man, this terrorist, Bassam Tamimi, has put up on his Facebook. So you can go there right now and see it. There's another thing that Bassam Tamimi claimed was that Israelis are killing Palestinian children in order to steal their organs. Yes, this was a real Facebook post by Bassam Tamimi, the father of this little blonde, what we like to call her is Shirley Temple, or what she calls herself on YouTube. She calls herself Jenna Jihad. No, I am not kidding. The little blonde terrorist who slapped a soldier across the face, her name, her self-appointed name on YouTube is Jenna Jihad. And just in case you don't believe me, by the way, feel free, and I can say it again, if you're not on there, you're going to miss it, people, but feel free to go to the chat room. I'm putting all the pictures up there right now. You can see one after the other. Jenna Jihad is the little girl's name. Now, let's get to the mother. Remember, the father was in jail, originally let go because his nephew was the one to carry out the attack. And eventually, when the nephew was being put in jail, Mr. Bassam Tamimi took a picture with his nephew, a very proud picture, and basically told his nephew how proud he is of the fact that he murdered a Jew. Now, I want to just let you know that after his nephew was in jail, after Nitzar Tamimi, Bassam, the father of this blonde terrorist who slapped the soldier across the face, was in jail, he married a woman called Ahlam Tamimi. Ahlam Tamimi, for those of you who don't know, was the woman who was the mastermind behind the Sbarro attack. The Sbarro attack in Jerusalem injured 130 Israelis, murdered 15 Jews, including 8 children. When Ahlam Tamimi was interviewed on Israeli TV, and the reporter said to her, "Do you know how many children you killed?" And she said, 4 or 5. And the reporter said to her, "No, it was actually 8. She said, "Of course, Allahu Akbar, bless God, that it was as many as 8 children." She was happily, pleasantly surprised that she was able to murder 8 Jewish children and not just 4. And this is the woman who married Bassam Tamimi's nephew. Now, Bassam Tamimi's wife, right, the whole family is like the Munsters family. Bassam Tamimi's wife actually put on her Facebook saying how proud she is of her niece, remember the terrorist, who murdered 15 Israelis and, of course, including 8 children. And this is a woman who's married to Bassam Tamimi, the parent of course, the little terrorist who slapped the soldier across the face. But it gets much better, okay? This woman, Bassam's wife, is an employee or was an employee of B'Tselem. That's right, people, okay? She was an employee of B'Tselem, a left-wing organization, Israeli left-wing organization that claims to be a human rights organization, employed the wife of Bassam Tamimi, the woman who actually congratulated and called the act of slaughtering 15 innocent Jews in the Sabah restaurant in Jerusalem and injuring 130. She called it a legitimate act, and Israel must pay the price. This is the woman that an organization, an Israeli organization, who calls himself a human rights organization, hired as a photographer. And if you want to know what she's taking pictures of, she's taking pictures of her daughter entrapping soldiers to get them to react to the assault that her daughter is carrying on when it comes to IDF soldiers. This is the Munsters family, people. This is a family from hell. This is a terrorist family, which I have more information coming when we get back from the break. And for some odd reason, an Israeli NGO, left-wing one called B'Tselem, support them. Give them the cameras they need to entrap the soldiers. But it gets much worse than this. But I am going to tell you, when we return after the short break, will absolutely blow your mind to see how deep this sick behavior of left-wing organizations in Israel, Israeli left-wing organizations, go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. First, I'm happy that you stuck around, and I'm asking everyone again to please just share this out right now on Facebook, because it's really, I have so much to tell you about this information, about this terrorist family and how left-wing Israeli organizations are behaving with this family, and then I do want to hear your opinion on this. So we have another of the Tamimi clan, called Manal Tamimi, another one of this infamous Tamimi plan, who wrote on her Twitter and her Facebook page that vampire Zionists are celebrating Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, for those who don't know, are the holiest Jewish day of the year. And how does she write that the Jews are celebrating Yom Kippur? By drinking Palestinian blood. And she writes, yes, our blood is pure and delicious, but will kill you at the end. Again, Manal Tamimi, another one of the Tamimi clan. Now, Manal Tamimi is lauded as a human rights activist. That's right. Now, besides the fact that in Yom Kippur, the Jews don't drink and eat anything anyway, this is pure old-time anti-Semitic blood libel. Okay, the mother of this clan, besides, of course, praising and congratulating the murder of 15 Jews in the Sabah restaurant, the murder of 7-8 kids, as well as injuring 130 people, she is constantly putting out anti-Semitic rhetoric on her Facebook. And just give you one example for example, you can see what I'm talking about. Again, I put it up on the chat room just a couple of minutes ago. There was a picture of an Arab with a butcher knife that slaughtered a soldier. Now, the funny thing about the soldier here is a soldier looks like an ultra-Orthodox soldier, which, again, most of you know that ultra-Orthodox in Israel, by the most part, do not draft to the IDF. But the picture on Nariman Tamimi's Facebook, which you can see, has a picture of an Arab with a butcher knife that slaughtered a soldier, has a big kippah, a skull cap on his head with the peyot, the long sideburns hanging down, an ultra-Orthodox Jew with blood all over the floor. This is Nariman Tamimi, the wife of Bassam Tamimi, the mother of little Shirley Temper, who slapped a soldier across the face. Now, if that was the end of the story, it would be enough to say these people are a bunch of terrorists. The problem is Nariman Tamimi was actually an employee of B'Tselem, according to all reports. She actually worked as a photographer for this Israeli NGO, left-wing organization that claims to be a human rights organization, hired a woman, named Nariman, this woman who puts this anti-Semitic rhetoric up on the internet, hired her as a photographer. Now, if you're asking what she's getting pictures of, she's getting pictures of entrapment of the soldiers in her area. In other words, her daughter, her terrorist daughter, goes out and smacks a soldier in the face, waits for him to react so that she can get pictures of him. Okay, so the cameras are coming from B'Tselem. The support is coming from B'Tselem. But that's not it. There's another organization called Breaking the Silence, which basically spreads libels around the world about IDF soldiers. Now, I want to explain to you about what this organization, Breaking the Silence, is. They're waving the flag of human rights. They're waving the flag as past IDF soldiers themselves who are blowing the whistle on the IDF's horrific behavior to the pure occupied Palestinian people. Now, what happened when one of the leaders of this purely anti-Semitic organization, yes, they are Jews in the organization, but that doesn't mean they can't be anti-Semitic. He actually gave a self-testimony that he beat an Arab up so badly that the Arab went unconscious. Now, after he gave that testimony, other people were bringing it to court. If that's what you did, it was illegal. So they brought him to court, and he gave self-testimony to the court that he beat this Arab up. The judge in the court itself basically declared that the guy from Breaking the Silence, who is basically trying to call himself guilty of behavior within the IDF, the judge said he was lying. So he actually failed in incriminating himself, okay? But again, they're raising this human rights, you know, flag, oh, we really care about people's rights. Well, Breaking the Silence gave weekly tours in the village where the infamous Tamimi clan lives. And guess whose house they visit as a model family, a model poor family under the occupation? Yep, you got it. The Tamimi family, the family whose father claims that IDF are killing Arab children to steal their organs. The family where the mother says that Jews celebrate Yom Kippur by drinking Palestinian blood. And by a daughter who calls herself Jana Jihad. This is the family, the model family, that an Israeli left-wing organization who raises the fake false flag of human rights takes people from around the world to show them a model family. By the way, in the Tamimi's house, and this I have firsthand testimony by someone who went with these organizations inside the house, the Tamimis have a huge, beautiful, smart TV on their wall. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure of any refugees around the world, maybe in Africa or in any other area, where they have smart TVs on their wall. The same time they're claiming they don't have running water, which is a complete, total fabrication, and they don't have money, they're living terribly, they're watching a smart TV. I don't even have a smart TV. Anybody out there want to buy me a smart TV? I don't have a smart TV in my house. I would love one. So these people are claiming to be pure, poor refugees under a terrible occupation, are living the life, people, and their media is going through the roof. Now, you want to hear even something better? Guess who else supports these people? Miko Peled. Have you heard of Miko Peled? Miko Peled is a rabid anti-Semite, horrifically anti-Israel as well, and he uses his father, who was an IDF general, to have a stage. Don't you love how these people who couldn't give a hoot about Judaism all of a sudden remember that they're Jewish to bash Israel and say, well, I'm not an anti-Semite because I'm Jewish, right? They bash Israel. The only time they remember being Jewish is to bash Israel. And then you have this Miko Peled guy who wrote a book called A General's Son, right? Well, my father was a general, so I can't be hating Israel. No, you can be hating Israel. It's irrelevant what your father was, and it's irrelevant that you're ethnically Jewish. When everything you do in life is bashing both Judaism and Israel, it's irrelevant. So Miko Peled tries to say, oh, my father was a general. I know what I'm talking about. So everybody who's anybody in the IDF knows that a general does not come home and tell his little pipsqueak child any information about the IDF. But Miko Peled uses his father as a general's son, as if I know things. He knows squat, knows nothing. Miko Peled, the man who goes around Israel and spreads libels about Jews in Israel and about Israel at the IDF, also supports his family, who makes anti-Semitic claims that Jews drink Palestinian blood, makes anti-Semitic claims that IDF killed Palestinian children in order to steal their organs. Okay, and then the father then put up an unbelievable post where basically he claimed, you really, again, I want you, if you're on that in the chat room, you got to get on the chat room right now and see this live, because it is truly, truly unbelievable to see what these people are talking about. So we have a post where Bassam, the father of this terrorist family, put up a post of an IDF soldier killing a little boy, and they even gave the boy the name Muhammad. I can't even read the Arabic here. Muhammad, can't read the Arabic right now. And this Muhammad guy, they showed an IDF soldier looking like an SS guy with a camera in his hand, shooting a boy dead with taking a picture. Well, the truth of the matter is, remember, this is Bassam Tamimi, the father of the little blonde Shirley Temple who assaulted a soldier in Israel. Well, the little boy who the soldier was with a big nose, by the way, that's right. Go look it up, people. I just put it on the chat room right now. This little Arab innocent boy who the soldier is killing actually attempted to lynch Jewish children in the Jerusalem area of Pisgat Ze'ev and was killed in his attempt to do so. Okay, I'm putting up again the picture right now on the chat room. So if you're not there, you definitely should be there to see these pictures live. You'll see it right here. It has an IDF soldier looking like an SS soldier with a camera in his hand shooting this little boy, when in truth the little boy was a terrorist who was trying to lynch Jewish children and was stopped by IDF soldiers. Okay. So now we have, let's just sum up for now, and you could, afterwards we have to figure out what we can do. We have B'Tselem, an Israeli left-wing organization that claims to be a human rights organization, giving the cameras to this terrorist family and actually supporting him and actually employing the mother who claimed that Jews are drinking Palestinian blood to celebrate Yom Kippur. They are supporting the family completely and giving them cameras to entrap soldiers. We have Shavrim Shtika, Breaking the Silence, another left-wing organization in Israel that is spreading libels across the world about the IDF, actually bringing people to show this Tamimi family as a model family living under the terrible occupation. We have Miko Peled, who is a radical left-wing anti-Semitic, anti-Israel activist and speaker probably around the world, who actually meet and support this family every turn they make. And then we have Gabi Lasky. Gabi Lasky is a Tel Aviv municipality worker from the left-wing political party, Meretz Secular Left-Wing Party in Israel, who gives this family their legal advice. And far as I know, for free. So we have all these left-wing organizations supporting a family, a huge clan, and the Tamimi is not a little family. They're a huge clan. They're the biggest clan in the village of Nabi Sela, and we have all these left-wing organizations supporting them with everything from financial aid to legal aid to cameras to tours to exposure to press and everything else. Now I ask you, are left-wing organizations in Israel actively supporting terrorists? Yes or no? I would love to hear your answer. You can leave it on the chat room or feel free to call in and let me know what you think. We're going to be talking about when we get back is what has to be done, one, to this terrorist family, and number two, what should be done to these left-wing NGOs, these left-wing organizations who are raising the false flag of human rights as they protect the rights of rabid, genocidal, radical Islamic terrorist organizations who call for the murder of Jews every step they take, and who advocate for and support vocally for Islamic terrorism. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire news, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, don't forget Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
All right, people, welcome back. I hope you're following me so far, because the information is, every time I talk about this, it's truly, truly shocking to hear this information. When I talk about it, I hear myself saying it. I say, is this for real? So now we have to figure out, what do we do, one, with the family, with the Tamimi terrorist family? And what do we do with left-wing organizations who have supported them in the past and who are still giving them support today? That's the question we have to ask right now. I'm going to give my answers, but I would love to hear what you think. The North American line is 301-768-4841. And the Israeli line is 02-650-0151. So that's 652-0151. Let me know what you think. The chat room is open if you're too shy to get online. And let me know what you think here live on the show. Okay. So in terms of me, there's really nothing to talk about. This family should be collected and deported. Every single one of this family who have supported in any way any kind of terrorism, murder, anti-Semitic slurs against Judaism, not because they're just saying it, but because they're actively advocating carrying it out. They should be collected up on trucks or whatever what, dropped off at the Lebanese border and kicked in the rear end. I'm not being sarcastic right now. I'm not saying as it's a joke or as I'm angry. I'm completely not emotional right now. I'm being 100% serious. They should be deported from this area. They can go to Gaza. They can go to Lebanon. They can go to Syria, wherever they would like. It is absolutely foolish. It is absolutely foolish of Israel to leave these people in the area. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to the assault of IDF soldiers, there should be a no-tolerance policy. Zero. Zero. You lift a hand against a soldier, you will be taken down quickly and firmly and arrested on the spot. What should happen from now on, the Arabs have to understand they're going to have to pay for this. IDF soldiers are what we call kadosh in Hebrew. They're sanctity. You cannot touch them. Yes, you should be scared of them. The same way that if you're in the United States of America and a trooper pulls you over to the side of the road, you have respect and you're terrified of them. Okay, and if you don't, if you smack, forget a soldier, forget a Marine in the face. If you smack a trooper or a cop in the face in America, you are arrested. And the only way you're getting out of jail is if you pay a lot of money. So from now on, it should be very, very simple. Anybody who lifts an arm on an IDF soldier immediately should be arrested, and bail should be a minimum of $10,000. You can't afford it. You better think long and hard before you lift a hand to IDF soldiers. That's number one. Okay, so the family should be deported. And then from here on in, there should be absolutely zero tolerance for assault on IDF soldiers. Number two, there is such a thing as a military zone, people. Seriously. All right? These cameras are, again, and let me be perfectly frank about this. Someone's been in the IDF for now for 23 years and been in everything from wars to operations to extractions of terrorists, and has also been at these violent, psychotic demonstrations by the Arabs. Let me be perfectly blunt about this. Any soldier who is violent in any way without just cause should be arrested. But I shouldn't even have said that, because this is not the case. Any soldier who does do that should be arrested. That being said, let me make things perfectly, perfectly clear. It should be 100% illegal to film soldiers in any kind of operation. Not because I'm scared of what they'll find, because I know exactly how Pallywood works. I know how the Tamimi family works. I know how B'Tselem is working. I know how Shavrim Breaking the Science is working. I know how Miko Pellet is working. They are dishonest, unethical, totally lacking of any integrity, and their goal is to both discredit and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. I don't care if they call themselves Israeli. I don't care if they call themselves the general's son. I don't care if they call themselves Jewish. Neither of those definitions are something that they're proud about. The only time they use those definitions of being Jewish, Israeli, or anything else is in order to bash Israel. You cannot film IDF soldiers in operations. End of story. Done. Number one. And if soldiers have to put out a smoke bomb first, then that's what they should do. Okay? Put out a smoke bomb, for God's sake. I don't care. That's number two. Number three. Left-wing organizations who are caught red-handed supplying, supporting anything to terrorists or terrorist organizations should be closed down. All their assets should be confiscated and auctioned off to the cheapest bidder, and the head of these organizations should be thrown in jail for aiding and abetting terrorism and anti-Israel operations. There's really nothing to talk about here. The problem right now with Israel The big problem with Israel and the rest of the world, by the way, not just Israel, the United States is in the same predicament. Europe is too stupid to see this predicament. Instead of Europe voting, the UN votes on Jerusalem. We'll get to that for a couple of minutes in 1 second. Europe is too stupid to even see it. The quote-unquote refugees who are coming in from Syria, these people who are masquerading refugees when they're actually part of ISIS, who are making Europe's streets burn. Denmark is gone. France is gone. It's just ridiculous to see it, and they're not smart enough. The Europeans are not smart enough to say, what the heck are we standing against Israel for when the same people who are murdering Jews are burning our streets? I will tell any country that's standing against Israel, you deserve every bit of that kind of terrorism. Not because you're anti-Semitic, because you're stupid. They're burning your streets and you still don't understand what Israel's up against. It's absolutely, totally, and completely ludicrous. But in terms of the rest of the world, it's very, very simple. If you stand against Israel, besides being having an anti-Semitic kind of like streak to you, which I'll prove in a second, okay, you are standing against all values that you actually stand for. Any American who stands against Israel and sides with Hamas or Fatah, these two terrorist, radical Islamic terrorist organizations, you're not siding against Israel. You're siding against morality. You're siding against any values of life that you might think you have. You're dishonest. You're lacking of all integrity. You're standing with evil. Bottom line. And there's only one way that Israel can solve this problem is with an iron fist. Okay, this all came about, by the way, when Israel boosted the Arabs' national aspirations by accepting their fabricated Palestinian claim. Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, Yossi Beilon, the rust-wing, left-wing snowflakes in this country who signed the Oslo Accords with these Arabs and stated that they accept the Palestinian right. What did they say? They said, well, we know that you completely, totally fabricate history. Your whole Palestinian identity was created in order to justify their constant attacking of Israel and their justification of the murder of Jews and terrorism. That's what the identity was created for. And in 1993, left-wing morons in this country actually accepted the Arab fabrications of history for the sake of peace? Are you kidding with me? That is not peace. That's a joke, and it's suicide. So again, I ask all of you who are listening to this show, are left-wing Israeli organizations actively aiding and abetting those who support and advocate for the murder of Jews and for terrorism? From the information that I found online, I have no other answer but yes. It's unfortunate. It's pathetic. It's depressing that Israelis and Jews would do that to their own people. I don't even understand the objective of these organizations like B'Tselem and like Shoverim Shtika. I don't even understand their objective. We have a caller on the line. Larry is on the line. We have 3 minutes left, Larry, so I'm happy you came on. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, I'll make it fast. Ari, I agree with you 100% on European and Western civilization is disintegrating. But now that we know that, what can we do? I agree with you 100%, but what happens now? Where are the Europeans going to go when it gets too hot for them? They're going to move to Mexico, Africa, the Sinai, where?
They're definitely not moving to Mexico when Trump is in office. But anyway, the point that is...
That's right.
The point is, really, you're asking a good question. I'm going to answer you. You see, we've gotten so into this ridiculous diplomacy idea of, oh, let's make peace with the devil, that we can't fathom the idea of actually fighting the devil. So no, what we should be doing to these Muslims, and not all Muslims, to radical Islamic terrorists and those who believe in the rhetoric and the values of radical Islamic terrorism, is fight them with force. Kick them out. Give them the boot. Violently send them back to where they came from. Violently.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that for the answer for Israel. But in Europe and in universities in the United States, you can't even talk about what we're talking about right now.
I understand.
You can't even talk about it.
That's the problem. Right there, that's the problem. So there needs to be an activism. We have people like Ben Shapiro who are exposing these lies. There has to be activism. I love him as well. He's one of my favorite people. Activism on campus. They've got to call this as it is. And if they don't do it, by the way, they're going to be in very big trouble. Very big trouble.
Well, Jeff Sessions, it's Jeff Sessions' job to take the U.S. Marshals in there and make sure these left-wing people can't attack right-wing speakers.
Well, right,
I don't know what the hell he's doing anyway. Nothing.
Right here. Well, the problem is the left-wing are now in control of that. Larry, I appreciate you calling in. Do me a favor, calling us earlier.
Right,
take care. Have a great day. All right, everyone. We're wrapping up here on Bulletproof. I want to invite everyone, while the enemies of Israel are slapping, spitting, and beating up and planning on blowing soldiers up in the face, for those of you who don't know what I do, I run an organization called Standing Together. And while they're getting assaulted by these terrorists, my job is to 24 hours a day work to make sure that soldiers are given the respect and the appreciation they deserve. So I'm running campaigns to bring that appreciation out to the bases. So what I'm telling everyone to do is please go on the chat room right now, check out the link I'm about to put up, and join me. Join me as we continue to show appreciation, love, and support for the men and women of the IDF who are constantly standing guard in this country, making sure that these terrorists will not reach their targets. It's so important to hear from people around the world, and we don't want this support only coming from Israel or from America or even only from Jews. It's important that everyone who has any moral status in their mind help us and help us support IDF soldiers. Check out the chat room right now. The link is going up. I'm signing off. This is Ari Fold on Bulletproof, broadcasting from the stunning rolling hills of Judea, Israel. Take care, everyone. Till next week.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.